you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 50th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about BTS's Film Out teaser, along with our theories and more. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been saying that
Wait,
a lot.
Wait, am I talking to Ariana Grande? Because I know yeah. She says yeah.
I've been saying that a lot. Well, because it originated from Ariana, but I watch a lot of Bretman Rock and he does that a lot, like, yeah. So that's what I do now.
It's very like duh, huh? Like
it is. Duh. It does sound like duh. Well, okay, sorry guys, I went off. It was so random.
We're all having a whole conversation. Hey guys.
Hey, Jose. How are you?
I'm doing well, girl. I'm stressing. School is no joke. I have like 2 projects coming up. I just turned in one today. It's a lot. It's a lot, y'all. It's a lot, y'all. So pray for me. Yeah, keep me in your thoughts.
So like literally after spring break, they're like, here you go.
Definitely. They were ready. It was like, I feel like our professor were like, y'all thought it was going to be easy. Well, here you go. But I'm okay. It's not like something that I can't do, if that makes sense. Like I'm going to be able to do it. It's just that it's a lot of time. It's having to make sure I have everything set up in my calendar. Like, okay, I have to do this here. I have to do this next. Mm. And then you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then making sure I turn it in on time as well.
As long as you're organized. One step at a time. Yeah. Jose, you got this.
What about you, Rosé?
I've been good. I'm staying away. I felt so bad today. We were invited to it's kind of like a gender reveal party, but we're staying away from big crowds. Especially because we have an upcoming trip to Hawaii. So if you guys are listening to this, I won't be able to be here next week. So it's kind of like a 1 week break from listening to us. I know. Sometimes I wonder, I know there are some armies who are still catching up on our podcast, but there are also some that who listen to it every week, which you guys are amazing. Thank you for tuning in every week. But I am going to Hawaii next week, and so I'm trying to stay as healthy as I could, because y'all, could you imagine? No, I don't want to imagine. Don't put that thought in my head.
No.
I want to be healthy.
Don't jinx it, girl. See, woo, no. Scratch that. Yeah. Rewind.
So, we're just going to take a test on Thursday because we need the results 72 hours before our trip. And then when we land in Hawaii, we get another test and we have to make sure to test negative. So, yay. But yes, you guys, we did out of nowhere. I mean, we were expecting a new Japanese song, but we didn't know if it was going to come with a music video or not. So Big Hit dropped an official teaser for Film Out. And let me tell you, I didn't know what to expect. But so far, the vibes that we're getting, Jose, it feels like it's part of the BU But if it's yes. not, first of all, like, what did you think about the teaser?
Well, like you, I was totally surprised. I feel like mm-hmm. I think everybody was surprised because we knew, like Roseanne said, we knew we were going to get film out. We knew it was going to mm-hmm. come out on April 2nd. We knew the song was going to be new. We knew it was going to be for a movie, a soundtrack. But that was it. Like, we weren't given any notice of an MV coming, of mm-hmm. anything else. We just were expecting a new song. But when that... trailer, but it's teaser. But when that teaser was dropped, I was like, hold up. We're getting an MV as well. Girl, I was shook it, but I'm always happy for new content, especially a new music video. Hey, I'm not gonna complain for that uh-huh. about that. But the film out teaser, like you, I believe it does have to be in connection with the Bangtan universe. I feel like if it's not, then we're like I feel like that's total clownage. Like, we live in the circus clownage. Like, well, that's our official job, because How is it not going to be tied into the BU? You know what I mean? Like, right? It is so similar. First of all, I thought Fake Love. There's so much yep. connection with Fake Love. Also, the only one that I looked at and I was like, oh, no, wait, that's not Fake Love, was the Hourglass. I remember that and seeing it in... Oh my god. The VCR
but the soul one, I think.
Oh, it wasn't mustard.
Wait, no. All right, VCRs are mustard. I mean, they do actually. But
yeah. But the musters are like fun, right? So that's why there's not that much of a serious tone to the muster. So that's why I feel like I'm wrong with that one.
Oh my god, I'm blanking out. I download all these VCRs as well, but it's the same time as the one with Jungkook in the hallway and Jungkook. This is the same time like Jimin was in the hallway. Jungkook was like dancing on his bed. Remember that as well? And that's how like this was before Shadow was. So it had to be, I think, Speak Yourself, like that.
Oh, tour, yes. Yeah, and the Hourglass, Namjoon picks it up. And there's like a tree growing out of, like, through the roof. Yeah. And then, isn't that the one where Tae is like in this room and then he sets the light bulb on fire by touching it? That one. Mm-hmm. That is. So I definitely got that connection, but everything else I feel is Fake Love, like, straight up. I was thinking Fake Love, although. It feels to me like Jungkook and Jin kind of reversed the role.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. But what about you?
Well, first, the other thing that got me when I listened to the teaser is the film out teaser that we heard previously uh-huh. was from like the drama. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But then the teaser music didn't sound like that, which was really confusing to me. Yes. It didn't have no lyrics. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The melody just sounded different. So I think even before I recorded my reaction, I was like, I don't know if it's going to be in Japanese. If it is, copyright is going to be like,
I know.
It's going to be a struggle. But there was no Japanese lyrics at all. So that's what made me confused. Number two, I know it doesn't have like the BU content certified stuff in the description box. Mm-hmm, sometimes mm-hmm. they don't though. For certain music videos or certain clips that I do feel like someone connects to the BU, sometimes mm-hmm. they don't have it for that. Especially Japanese releases. Like Blood, Sweat, and Tears, but the Japanese music video didn't have mm-hmm. BU certified. Uh-huh. So that's another example. But same. I feel like we're going to have to like break it down scene by scene. Yes, honestly, yes. Did you want to try mm-hmm. to do that, Jose? Because I feel like we both have like a lot of thoughts on what's going on.
Yeah, it's quite short and each member is given a scene. So it's something that I feel like we can do. So first of all, well, one thing that I did, well, a lot of people shut me down and I was like, y'all,
what?
Really? Why y'all coming for me like that? Well, no, it wasn't like bad or anything, but I was like, okay, they didn't get rid of the Big Hit Entertainment intro.
Oh yeah, that's right. that's right.
Yeah. And then people were like, they haven't even changed to Hype yet, so that's why it's still on there. And I'm like, yo, really? Why y'all gotta do me like that?
Wait, I thought they did they not?
Well, that's what I thought. That's why I was like, oh, they didn't change it. It's Big Hit Entertainment.
Oh, well, I guess because they didn't change the channel yet, right?
Right, that too. So,
I feel like maybe if they do plan on changing it, the Big Hits
label. Wait, Roseanne, that's another thing.
Yeah?
Usually they do it on Universal Japan's YouTube channel, and this time they did it on Big Hits channel too. Yeah. So there's a difference there as well.
That's what confused me, because it's, well, the teaser itself doesn't have any Japanese words in it. You know what I mean? Like lyrics. I don't know if that's why. That's what's even more confusing. But I feel like if they do end up changing the intro, it would be after they change the channel name from Big Hit Labels to Hype. So all right, we got the intro. I'm like, I'm pulling up the video really quick just to see like what the first scene is.
Girl, I think I have it memorized.
You do? Oh my god. Oh, okay. So the first scene is with Jungkook standing in the middle with this, of course, this scene. I'm sure you've connected it to, you know, the scene of Jin in the Fake Love music video with, you know, both windows windows on both sides. So I'm just going to throw in like my quick theory. I did put my reaction up on YouTube if you guys want to check that out. But you know how, if you finish the Notes 2 book, basically, this is spoiler alert if you don't want to spoil yourself, fast forward. Seokjin was able to save everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But then, at the end, supposedly, Seokjin was the person who hit Jungkook with the car. You know, while Jungkook was on the ground, the cat, the same cat that approached Seokjin, approached him, but this time asked, do you really want to live, or something along the lines. And so the last entry in the Notes to book was the same thing happening again with Jungkook getting hit and the cat approaching him and him saying that he remembers this, you know, thing speaking to him, saying the same thing. So it's kind of like he's in a loop now. So, you know, that's the theory. Now that Seokjin has saved everyone, Jungkook is also in his own loop now, and that's like where we're at.
Girl, this cat gotta go.
Right? At first, I was like, "Yo, this cat is cool." Gave him the ability to travel back in time, but in reality, it was like it got him stuck in there and messed up. So I feel like if you get, y'all don't make deals with cats, especially with white cats with blue and green eyes, say no.
Everybody say no.
No.
No, that makes so much sense though, because it's kind of, well, no, it shouldn't say like he took his place, because I mean, we still have to go through the teaser, so I don't want to like dive too much, but like it looks like Seokjin is still kind of in a situation.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we get to that. We're gonna,
you know
to
what I'm saying? So yeah, it's kind of like I feel you on that, but then it's kind of like they're throwing us a little bit for a loop as well.
Yeah, his is kind of creepy. I'm gonna point that
out.
So I know how people have matched up the Fake Love music video to Film Out teaser.
Yes.
Because we do see a scene of Tae in an orange room. He's always in this. He always looked like he's stuck. But it's kind of creepy with the blue scene, too, where they're all, like, standing there. It looks like they're about to be abducted by aliens or something.
In my reaction, I said, it looks like they're in heaven and they're angels because they're all in white.
They're all in white. Oh, my God, I said that, too. I said they're all in white for the exception of, like, their dark pants. But they're, like,
well, right, how
you
get true,
greeted,
true.
You know? Welcome. Oh man.
But Tae, yo, he got me when he turned around. The first scene that we see of him, the way he turned, it was very like whiplash. Like he turned to the camera. I was like, wait, don't do that to me, Tae.
It's like, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? Yeah, true. Like the way he was looking was like, it was no like I'm happy kind of thing. It's kind of like he's in a panic type of expression. So, and it's kind of cool how they also matched up like the blue scene of all of them standing towards like the Fake Love music video where they're all standing in robes, but this time they're all wearing white.
And Seokjin is standing forward, like he's a bit forward than the rest of the guys.
Oh.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. I wonder what that means. He's already ahead of the game. Oh, it's kind of like, you know what? They brought up that. That would be so messed up. We're done with Seokjin's story, basically. Like, he saved everyone. Uh-huh. Now it's like each member will have to go through a loop. Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
The story would last for, like, 30 years.
Hey, as long as we still getting content.
Yeah, we're still complaining? Getting content. See, but, like, for this, he's already standing up front because he's done. He finished his time.
He's like, I'm done, y'all. I'm clocking out. Next.
Oh my god. And the next scene, though, this is a pretty interesting scene. It's the one with J-Hope and Yoongi in like a little door frame. What's your interpretation with that?
So, at first I had to do a double take because I was like, oh, they're like in the same place. Like, for some reason, when I first saw, because it's Yoongi first that we see, and then it's Hobie. And then, for some reason, the first time that I saw it, I was in like, I didn't get it that it was right in the same place, but it like at the same time, like I saw the place, but I just thought they switched places or something. You know what I mean? But then I saw, I was like, oh no, they're sitting like their backs up against each
back
other.
To
sitting.
Back.
Yeah. Back to back. And then there's this like door frame. I think it's a door frame, right?
Yeah, is, I think right? so too. Watch this. They said, watch it be like a. What is it?
Because you can't, because the frame cuts the top of it. So you only see like two poles on the side. You really don't see the thing that connects it at the top.
So someone made a joke. Someone's like, those are chopsticks because snack. They're the snack. They're the meal.
not chopsticks because they want to eat them. Okay, well.
I just read that comment somewhere, but it was like,
I'm not surprised that somebody would say. I mean, they do look good. Let's not lie. But well, that totally is not what I was.
No, I was like, what? No, but it does look like door frames because it matches like the door frame design in the next scene that comes after that. So like, that's just connecting.
Yeah. So the only thing that I can think of with fake love is Hobie at one point is leaning up against the door that he's in the room with, you know, but Yoongi's not. So that's why I'm like, I don't know if that's a connection there.
True. I mean, Yoongi, Yoongi have a door in his.
Well, no, yeah. Like Yoongi did sit, but he wasn't like sitting towards the door. So that's why I was
saying. He wasn't up against it like Hobie was. I mean, I'm trying to connect, like, these, they obviously have a connection because both of them are there. But, like, what if, because you know how they had, like, a little scene together? It was Hobie and Yoongi during Black Swan. You know how they had that little interaction doing their dance when they were rapping? So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else to say with this.
And then at first I didn't see, like, the mountains. So I thought they were, like, floating in the sky.
What?
But then I saw the mountains, like, oh, no, yeah, they're on the ground. Never mind.
Oh, they're here. They're here in Las Vegas in the desert.
You're like, I saw them. I drove by the shooting. You know, they just came real quick. I had my magnifying glass. I was looking through my car.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I was hoping to find myself in there. Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm on the scene now with, you know, Namjoon, the highlight, and he is standing by that door frame. That looks, it looks like the door from there. So they're all still in white.
In that one, if you think about it, I think it's the same room that Jungkook is in the first shot of the teaser. But you really can't see most of the room when Namjoon's scene is up. But looking at what you can see and looking at, I think Jungkook is smiling and I believe Yoongi is smiling as well when he's in that, when they're all three in that same shot. And Jungkook is alone in the first one. And in the first one, it's a mess. Like there's books on the floor. There's like sheets over the couches. So it obviously looks like abandoned to me. Like Jungkook is by himself. Yeah. But in this one, Namjoon is with Jungkook and Yoongi, and I'm assuming the rest of the guys, but they just don't have them in that same shot. True. You know what I mean? And it looks clean. It looks clean to me. The room looks clean to me. And Jungkook is smiling. I don't remember if Yoongi is smiling. Is he smiling in that?
He's like deep in thought.
You know? Okay, deep in thought. And then they're all looking towards the window, like outside the window. So the only thing I could think of is, okay, this is kind of the past, I think. This is the past. Jungkook is probably in the present in the first shot, I feel like, is what's going
on. Oh, that's gonna be sad. It's kind of like, is it gonna depict like they were all, I mean, in the storyline, if it is connected to the BU, in the storyline, they all used to share like the same hideout in the classroom, and then eventually all of them start to kind of like go their own separate ways, but Jungkook was the only one who kept going back to the classroom in hopes that they were all gonna be there again. So that made me shed, if that's, you know, what it is.
Well, that was kind of like in the teaser for the game. The video game. Or the phone game.
That was.
Was it a teaser or was it a whole, like, video? I'm trying to remember if they announced
it. It was a pretty long video. It was an official teaser, but the video itself was pretty long. It was really cool. The next scene is, you mentioned it earlier, it's the hourglass, but this time it's in, you know, the red room that supposedly Jin is in, but it's also the same room as Jungkook. So what were your thoughts on the hourglass?
Well, like I mentioned, I immediately thought fake love, because fake love, there is the flower and then there's sand. Well, actually, that little container at first in fake love, it's completely empty. It only has sand. But then when Jin is protecting it, it actually has the flower in there, and the flower's by itself. It's not with the sand anymore. So then I thought, okay, wait, I think I remember seeing an hourglass with Namjoon. But then I was like, okay, that's not fake love, though. That's taking me somewhere else.
That's VCR.
Yeah, that's a VCR. And then in that VCR, I mean, it's still connected to the BU. At least I think it is. But since it isn't with Jin's in this teaser, I feel like he is still stuck in the loop. Like, you say that he's out, but I feel like Jin is still in it some way.
That'd be messed up. Yeah, because... you know, the hourglass represents time, and we know how time plays a huge role in the Bangtan universe. So it looks like it's still running, you know, because it's still dripping. Dripping. See, I can't really drip. But like, as soon as you see the hourglass, like, it switches to like Jin's face, and he literally, his face that he's making, he literally looks like the one from the highlight reel after the girl got hit, right?
Girl. Woo! Right! So when I saw that, I was like, the last time I saw him make this face, somebody got hit by a car.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not funny, yo. I'm not trying to laugh at it, but I guess the way I thought of it in my head, I was like, okay.
Yeah. So that's another reason why I'm like, yo, it has to be about the BU. It's because things aren't like out of coincidence, and it's usually they're trying not to, or, and the fact that they're making these faces, it's like, it's serious, y'all.
He's not happy. He's not a happy camper, y'all. Jin looks like he's in peril, like something is going on in this music video.
It does show, like, it's like quick scenes now of each of the member, but right after Jin, it does show V again, but in his, like, yellow room.
Yes.
He's still looking at the camera, like, what's going on? And Jungkook looks more concerned now. Like, it switches over to Jungkook, and he kind of leans forward. Do you remember that scene where he, like, leans forward and looks at the camera?
And Namjoon is next to him, and... I feel like this is maybe the same time where Namjoon is in the room, and then we see Jungkook and Yoongi next to him. And then in this same room, we get the shot of Jimin as well. But you're right. Jungkook looks a little surprised. He looks a little bit like, what just happened? Like a little surprised look in his face.
Maybe he has deja vu. I don't know.
But yeah, Jimin, like a little spark, a little spark of something. And then Jimin, he looking dreamy. I know,
he's like leaning against the pillar looking at us like.
I didn't really theorize about that one. But
I couldn't theorize about this one. I was just like, okay, Jimin. Oh, okay. Now, this is where I get confused, Jose, because, okay. So, this is a scene where Jin, he's running, all right? Ooh. The sinister part of this scene that, like, is creepy is the fact that that door that used to be closed is the same door that Namjoon had in his scene, it's now opened and it's pitch black in there. The house is a mess. Obviously, you know, wind is going through there because remember where they showed the hourglass scene, like wind was kind of blowing stuff around. I tried to figure out the room setup because it's the same room, obviously, that Jungkook is in, but the lamps aren't the same location. Do you know what I mean? Because if we were facing the other side of the room, wouldn't the lamps be flipped as well?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's when you think about the parallel universe. You know what I'm saying? The upside down. Things are upside like... Upside down the, world. The things are in opposite... like mirrored, if you know what I'm trying to say. Would that be opposite?
I don't know, but like I feel like when you said upside down world, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense because the table, the table and the couch is in the same location as well. It's just the background is totally different. It's no longer the sky. I don't even know what that is, like entertainment shelf stuff. It's now the door, so it's kind of like.
And he's running. And he's running. Away from it, like he's not
from the door.
Running towards. Yeah, so Jin is like, I need to get the out of here.
Yeah, he's like, let me out. That's why it's like creepy. I'm like, I don't think this is a feel good kind of song.
What like one thing? Need to get one out. Thing that one thing that I just thought of right now, the only time we see Jin is in two really contrasting colors. We see him with the blue. You know what I'm saying? The blue, when he's in the with the other members, he's a little stepping forward. And then this red. So it's very contrast. It's very blue, which is to a color that calms you. It's very serene. Well, I mean, I feel like the majority would describe it like that. For some people, it might be different. I don't know. And then red, you think passion, anger, pain, sometimes rage. You know what I mean? So it's very contrasting. And it's very interesting that we only see Jin... In this teaser, we don't know if the music video is going to be different. In this teaser, we only see him in these two different contrasts. In these contrasting colors. Yeah.
Very true. Yeah, very true. From this teaser, it does look pretty sinister. They are going to release a music video on April 2nd at 12 a.m. Korean Standard Time. But I don't know which channel they're going to release it on. I would think at this point it's Big Hit Labels.
Oh, definitely. If they posted the teaser there, then I'm pretty sure the music video is going to be the same.
Yeah. I know Lumpins. They work with Lumpins so many times. Okay, yeah. Lumpins has worked on a lot of music video, including Euphoria, Fake Love, Epiphany, Singularity, Daydream from, DNA, Serendipity, maybe Spring Day. Wings. Oh my god. Okay, yeah. So they've worked on like a lot of like the BU type of music videos. So
definitely.
Oh, it's gonna be really they worked on Run.
We shall see.
So it's kinda like just from what they've worked on recently, they worked on I Need You. It's kinda leading me to believe that it is BU driven, but watch us be clowns. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I mean, we are accustomed to it by now. It's not a shock whenever we're wrong.
We're part-time detectives and part-time clowns, you know?
And the clown part takes up the majority of our time.
Jose, I was trying to, give us like some credit, you know? No, we're just clowns 24/7. But then when things are correct, we're like, yes, we feel validated. And then like 90% of the time, we're clowns. When I first watched the trailer, at the end, it really confused me, Jose. Because I was like, what is BTS the best?
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so you got the info. You got the info, Jose. You got this.
Well, if you guys didn't know, BTS The Best is going to be their next Japanese album. And unfortunately, the only new song is going to be Film Out. Yeah. They are not going to have additional ones like in previous albums. But this album is going to have a lot.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like the best. Like, it's all their hits. It's all compiled into one album. And it's all going to be in Japanese, by the way. Mm-hmm, like, the only exception is Dynamite. They're just adding Dynamite onto the album. But I don't think Dynamite's going to be in Japanese. No. I feel like they're just sticking with it English, like, original version. Yeah. They're going to add it there. They're going to add behind the scenes of pretty much all their music videos in the Japanese music videos that they've done. And they're going to be, if I got this number correct, mm-hmm. I may have it wrong, 50-something photo cards?
What?
Because, but not in one, because there's going to be seven,
yeah,
seven versions of the album, y'all.
And it has like three
like, there's
bits?
One that's a...
Right?
Yes, yes. It's so much. I'm debating if I'm going to get it or not because it is, I think it's, I mean, I haven't seen it on Weavers. I thought it would be on Weavers. I hope it's going to be on Weavers
so
Shop because
the, price or I, something, you know?
The Journey was on Weavers Shop. So mm-hmm. I don't see why they wouldn't add this one, you know?
True.
But we're, I think us as well, I should say the US, I don't know about outside of the US, I feel like US is only going to be able to get one version because the rest are exclusive to Japan, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one where it's only exclusive for Universal Japan, then there's one that's exclusive for like a store in Japan, that like the store is only over there.
Oh, wow.
There's one that's exclusive to Big Hit Japan, I believe, as well. It's a lot of versions, y'all, and then that's why there's a total of 50-something photo cards.
That's crazy.
Because every single one is going to have different sets. Like, it's not going to be the same photo cards for each, for every album, you know?
And I know at least one so army is going to collect all of that. It's like, you got to catch them all.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And it's coming out June 16th, y'all, which is 3 days after Festa. So, June, we are going to be booked.
Oh, my
y'all.
God.
We are going to be booked.
I love Festa. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Like a, it really does feel like a party festival when it's that time of year. So I really can't wait for that. I didn't realize, it didn't click in my head, Jose, until you mentioned that it does fall around the same, almost the same time. So,
but what did you think was BTS the best when
well,
you saw it?
When I first saw it, I got so confused. I thought that was the song. Uh-huh. And I was like, wait, what?
Oh.
I think, but I realized it towards like the end. I'm like, oh, Film Out is the single and then BTS the best is the album name. So it's pretty cool though. It's kind of like a repackage of all their best hits. And I don't know if I'll be able to purchase one this time around. I'll take a look at it when they have it available and see how much
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, I bet you it's with those CD, because there's three discs, and I'm sure they're going to have, like, the DVD in there for the footage. It's maybe right. something similar to, like, the School Love Affair special edition almost kind of thing, like a big box
right.
kind of stuff. So, we'll see, we'll see.
What I was thinking, too, for June, since half of the first half of June is Festa, then I'm pretty sure the second half of June is going to be promotion for this
the Japanese album.
So, yeah. that's why I think, like, the whole month of June is going to be
packed. And maybe in between, maybe we'll get a mixtape and then maybe a comeback
maybe.
After
maybe.
June.
I think a comeback is coming before.
That would
like,
be crazy.
Do you not think... there's going to be a comeback before the BBMAs.
I just get so confused because, you know, their mixtape, Tay in particular yeah. as well, was supposed to drop it in December. So I'm kind of like, so
true.
When? So I don't know. Like, it does make sense to have a comeback before Billboard to promote that new song because they can't keep promoting, like, Dynamite. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So I guess we'll see. I do, like, knowing
because
me,
they
I
still
want their
have
comeback.
They still have time till May because it's in May, the Billboard Music Awards. So I'm thinking April is going to be a good
Ooh,
month, maybe.
Yes.
And I also saw something somewhere. This could be totally not even true at all. But did you also not see on Twitter, like, somebody was saying that some report came out that BTS was going to make a comeback in the second quarter of 2021.
And the second quarter is January, March, April.
Oh. Yeah, the second quarter is April, May,
June.
Unless
and
they're
talking
they're
about the
have
June
a comeback
Japan comeback. If it's the June Japan comeback, then we're
I know, right? We could be clowns.
Oh my gosh. I guess we're not trying to get, like, your guys' hopes up. We don't know. We're just theorizing right now. But I, of course, you know, we're so, I'm spoiled in the particular. So I'm always down for a comeback, a Korean comeback.
Yes.
Down for more BU. I'm down for mixtapes, whatever they feel like doing. But I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, we need, well, I was going to say we need new content.
Oh, but no, I mean, that's Jose, we spoiled. We don't need to. I know that's how I feel like, Jose. I'm like, we need. I'm like, wait, y'all dropping stuff every single week. Not even including Run episodes. I think when Run episodes stop, it's kind of like, you know, something is going on. It's whenever they're like doing something, they always stop the Run episodes.
Well, the thing is, I also see Bangtan bombs being posted randomly.
Yeah,
and it's usually a pattern when Big Hit starts. Well, it's Bangtan TV, the YouTube channel. If they start posting random, like from back in the, like, well, not like 2 months, too long ago, but they're like,
they
the last
a Festa
one was
Festa video, right? That was literally their Festa, right?
Well, the last one that I saw that was a BTS. A Bangtan bomb was when V and Jimin were playing pool.
Yeah, that was from
the And that was, okay. Well, yeah, that the new Bangtan bomb that they posted is from a while back. So that's why I'm like, kind of like, well, they usually do this when they're preparing to announce something.
They're like, hey, let's,
so,
let's play with their heartstrings like that. I mean, like I said, I'm ready. But it is really obvious when they start posting all these videos, because like the video that we last have is from almost a year ago. So, you know what? And they have all of these scenes and clips that we haven't seen yet. They have it in their archive, like all of the behind the scenes video.
Mm-hmm,
that is crazy, like how much content they have. Huh?
So, there has to be something before film out. And BTS the best.
Oh my god, okay, we're clouds.
This
were
is,
you money
this
in?
Is me. This is me still wishing that there's a comeback.
I know.
Before the Japanese one.
That's just us being clowns.
But yes, that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram, which is also at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in and have an amazing week, you guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Rosie.
Bye, Jose.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Ho Suk, Park Jimin, Kim Taehyung, Jung Jungkook, BTS.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.